All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, March 8th of 2025. And looking ahead here, we have a ton of DFS action coming at you over the weekend. We have a 7-game NBA main slate tonight. We have golf rounds 3 and 4. We have a 6-game NHL main slate, 12-fight MMA card, and then we have Xfinity today and Cup Race for NASCAR tomorrow. So if you guys aren't signed up with us, want to check us out, we do have a 5-day no strings attached free trial. I always recommend getting started heading into the weekend. That way you get access to all the weekend sports, and then that takes you into next week. But if you're looking for that, there's a link for that in the description below. Otherwise, if you guys are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, you can tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered, but appreciate you guys being with me here on a Saturday morning or afternoon, depending on where you live. Why don't we get SaberSim pulled up and jump into some questions? So two questions to get us started here in the YouTube chat. I'm actually going to answer the second one first. Snowman's asking about projections for NASCAR. So if you're talking about projections for Xfinity for today, projections go up about 90 minutes after qualifying ends. So qualifying started about 1 hour ago at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. I believe they are still running. So once qualifying ends, give us about 90 minutes to process all the data, get everybody in their right start positions, run the sims, get the ownership up, and then you can build your lineups from there. So NASCAR projections typically come out a little bit closer to race time due to that reason. All right. The other question that came in, can you show me how to autofill for DK? Sure. So why don't we pull up this how to use SaberSim video. It's like a really good video as well for like demoing this. So if we go to our tutorials, go to this how to use SaberSim. All right. So when we pull this up, right? So basically, we get to this point where lineups are built, right? So this is like in the post build, we have our projections tab. We have the lineups after their run. Right now we're in direct fill, right? Okay. Well, when you switch over to autofill, it's going to look like this, where it is just a list of all the contests you're playing. Okay. So we have direct fill, we have autofill. Now in autofill, there's a couple things. You have a master sort up here at the top. So when you change this, this becomes the default sorting for each contest. So if you are on ultimate and you set this to ROI, what it will do is it will use each contest's specific ROI when it goes to fill those entries. Now, if you're not on ultimate and you're on, say, starter, if you want to set this to Saber score, but the difference here, right, is that, you know, there are multiple Saber scores, right? There is a Saber score 100 to 1K, Saber score 1K to 10K, Saber score 10K to 50K, Saber score 50K plus. What I would do is I would go to your contest tab and either take like a snapshot or write down the size of each contest. And then when you do that, you're going to be able to easier match the correct Saber score to use. Okay. So then from there, you can like, okay, this top one is 50K plus. The second one maybe is 10 to 50K. This third one is 1K to 10K, right? And you're using the specific Saber score based on entry size for each contest that you're playing. So after that, right, once you set this up, then you just come in, you could set your rank or unique rank, right? So unique rank will only allow a lineup to be used one time. Rank fill will allow a lineup to be used in more than one contest. What I recommend is that if you are on ultimate and using ROI, I like using rank personally And the reason is because the ROIs are technically different sorting metrics. Every contest is going to have different ROIs for a given lineup, right? But the Saber scores are going to be a lot closer. So basically, when you use ROI, you can overlap lineups, but it's not as common. And like, we've done like demos and stuff here, right? So imagine like we did 220 maxes. And then when we used rank fill, we ended up overlapping 7 lineups. So we still ended up with 53 unique lineups, but it wasn't as many as like, if you have 220 maxes and they both fall in the 10K to 50K range, well, then you're going to get the same 20 lineups in both contests. In that case, I would recommend, oh, I said 53 lineups. I think it was actually 33 unique lineups since 7 overlap. But if you do 220 maxes, both the same size, because those 20 maxes kind of fall in the same general Saber scores, like more often than not, at least like in NBA, then you're going to end up with the same 20 lineups in both. Kind of don't want that. So that's why I recommend using unique rank with Saber score. That way you get 40 unique lineups in that instance. But after that, you know, you set up your rank, unique rank, you just save to contest. You can't see your exposures until after you save. Okay. So basically the contest don't have lineups in them. So like when you go in, when you're in direct fill, you know, this is like a little thing that's different between direct and auto. Direct, you see your lineups before, you see your exposures, and then you save and you get these exact lineups you're looking at. Auto doesn't work the same way. There are no exposures because the lineups aren't in the contest until you save. So first thing you need to do is save, and then you go to the projection table, analyze the exposures, and then you can make any adjustments you see fit, and then resave, okay? So autofill, always save, analyze, resave if needed. Direct fill is look at the lineups, adjust, look at the lineups, save, and then upload, right? So saving is like the last thing you do in direct fill, but in autofill, you save, analyze, and then possibly resave if you need it. So analyzing is actually after saving in autofill. So that's one of the differences between the two there. All right. Good stuff there. Snowman said, thanks. You're welcome. Next question. Hi, Andrew. I was building golf lineups. Only change I made was a filter for ROI greater than 0. Built 5,000 and all of them were negative ROI. I was wondering if I did something wrong. I don't know. You know, it's really hard for me to tell you, like, you know, just kind of on stream here without like some more investigation. The best thing that you could honestly do is when you see this, go to the top right corner, go to report a problem, and then just tell us, you know, the same exact thing. When you do this, it sends information about your session to our support team. And then we're able to like do a little bit of a deeper dive and say like, hey, you know, what's going on? Why are we seeing this? And one thing is that, you know, golf is a little bit of a lower edge sport. Now, the fact that there are no positive ROI lineups is a little strange. So what I would do is I would send in that report, let our team review it, and then we can get back to you. But sometimes it could depend on the contest you're playing, right? Maybe you're playing a specific contest type that we don't like, whether that be size or entries or different things like that. But all of those factors we can kind of figure out like in our investigation analysis. So if you send that in, that'd be great. HC said, okay, thanks. I will send in a report. Perfect. Nika said, good morning, Andrew. Does autofill respect your exposures now or try to get as close as possible? So yes, it does. And the big thing here, right, is when you're in autofill, kind of just like exactly what we were talking about, right? So when you get to, and I'll let this render. So when you're in autofill, right, save these, analyze them, and then go back. And then the other thing is that this is actually a good thing. We ignore min and max exposures for single entries. And the reason for that, let's say that, you know, in this example, right, Cam Akers is at 50%, right? So it's not that we don't want any Cam Akers. We just want to kind of limit our exposure to him overall. Well, when you're in autofill, it's going contest by contest. if you're in a single entry, your exposure is technically zero or it is 100. There's no in between. So if you have a 50% max exposure to Cam Akers, you're actually never going to get him in a single entry. That's kind of not the reason people are setting their max exposures. So what we do for single entry specifically is we ignore min and max exposures, okay? In autofill only. In direct fill, we don't do that. But in autofill, we are ignoring min and max exposures. That way you don't end up in a situation where like, hey, I just didn't want 100% of this guy. I only want like 80% overall. I didn't mean I don't want him in any of my single entries. Kind of not the intended effect. So as long as you set those minimax exposures, come into your autofill, you save, the saving will apply them, and then you can go back, check your exposures, see if everything is lining up the way you wanted, and then if that's the case, then you can download and then upload to the fantasy site. So that's kind of the process you want to follow. All right, Snowman said, can you change the lineup after you put them into DK? Yeah, I mean, of course you can, right? If you want to sit there like on your phone or your computer and, you know, swap guys in and out, that's totally fine. The big thing to be aware of is when you do that, your lineups are going to be out of sync between SaberSim and DraftKings. SaberSim is going to say, hey, we think these are your lineups, but since you've manually altered them, in DK, we don't get that automatically, right? So what you need to do in that case, if you're going to do that, is after making your adjustments before your late swap, I guess it doesn't matter if it's like a non-late swap sport, right? But if there is late swap available and it's something important, then what you need to do is come to the contest tab, re-upload your entry file. So if you've already uploaded your entry file, this upload entries button won't be green. It'll be gray and it'll say download entries. And then there'll be like an up arrow icon. You want to use the up arrow icon that appears and then re-import your entry file from the fantasy site, right? So what you're doing is you're saying, hey, I know my lineups are different between the two. I want to get them back on the same page so I can swap properly. I need to go and grab the file from DK, bring it back into SaberSim, and then run my late swap from there. So always make sure that the lineups are synced between the two if making manual adjustments. All right. Nika said, thank you. You're welcome. Jimmy said, I used to have the same problem with negative ROI lineups for NFL showdowns and sometimes MMA. So that's referring to HC. So, can definitely come up from time to time, but we're definitely going to look into it and get back to him. All right. So far, so good here. Hitting these questions in the YouTube chat. Going to go check office hours real quick and make sure everything is all caught up there. So it is. Great. So why don't we jump into a build demo here? It is the weekend, so why don't we do a build demo for something else? I feel like we always do NBA. So why don't we go do some NASCAR, right? Or actually, no, we can't do NASCAR. Let's do MMA. Mix it up. Do an MMA build here. So I would do NASCAR, but obviously qualifying is still running for Xfinity. So anyways, we're going to go do some MMA lineups. 12 fight card. And what I would do, right, is start with settings. So just build the max number of lineups your plan allows. I'm just going to build 500. I like to lower minimum salary a little bit, just increase the band here and allow for some lower salary lineups to be built. And hopefully that helps me to avoid some duplication, right? We were doing build reviews yesterday for MMA, and some people were dropping max salary a little bit, you know, 200 salary, and they were grading out pretty well, right? It's another way of avoiding duplication. Always remember, you know, there are 12 fights. There are only 24 players in the player pool. That significantly limits the amount of possible lineup combinations. And then, so you got to think about like, okay, these are all the possible lineup combinations. They're very small, but then some of those you're not even going to want to play. And then the actual pool of like more like viable lineups that like you probably want to play is even smaller, right? So the less players in the player pool, the more you have to think about duplication. And one of the ways to do that is salary adjustments, right? So anyways, I like to lower minimum here. I would say, I think like 45,000 is probably fine here. I'm going to leave max. I'm not a huge like drop max guy. I think it's fine. I think you can do that, but it's totally personal preference. Not going to set any filters. And then I'm just going to run with the default rule of don't use opposing fighters here. So I think that this is fine. But outside of that, right, really trusting SaberSim, letting the team, you know, do the heavy lifting. And then I'm making two super small adjustments to projections, 0.01. So I'm going to go 98.82 and then 90.61. And that's all I'd be doing here, right? So I'm going to kick this off. And let's see. So a couple comments on MMA here. So this kind of works out. So let me just read these. Nika said, got your response in Discord. Can you show me how you adjust ROI with this demo MMA build? Maybe adjust exposures or projections. I want to see your recommended approach, please. And then Andy said, do you use geo mean for MMA? Cool. So both these are like kind of MMA questions. I'm glad we're doing an MMA demo. I'm just going to walk you through like how I would build lineups for MMA. Okay. So we ran 500 lineups here, right? We're just going to build like 20 lineups. Say we're building for a 20 max. And we got the $1 20 max here. So this 30K jab is like what we're going to use here. So I'm just going to create a custom contest sim. It's the same as uploading your entry file. And then I'm going to go back to my build, right? So let's get back to this build. Let's do a quick hard refresh. All right. I'm waiting for the run contest sim to turn green, but it's not doing so. So let's try one more time. So we're going to have two sims for the same contest. It's like fine. We'll just use one of them. Results will be pretty similar between the two. But anyways, right, going to get this kind of ready to rock and roll here. So 20 lineups, 500 in our pool. Have average projection, aggregate metric, average ROI. And then we're going to sort by my contest ROI. If you upload an entry file, you're fine. So this is our starting point, right? This is our baseline. Now, with MMA, I like to do a couple things. So number one is I want to apply a geometric mean filter, kind of like what Andy was talking about. I do use geo mean in MMA, and because I think that it's helpful. I do think that is, you know, one way of accounting for duplication. So what I like to do personally is go set up a geo mean custom metric, right? It'll look like this, my own product geo mean value. And then I like to just filter out the highest 10 to 20% of geo mean lineups. You could do it a different way of, you know, being contest specific and using the entries and doing the formula for geo mean, which if you don't know how to do that, we have a tutorial video on how to do that. Geometric, how do ownership product and ownership geometric mean work? This will walk you through that formula, but I don't do that because then you have to do it for like every single contest that you're playing. If you're playing a lot of contests, it gets kind of tedious. So I just kind of do like a blanket approach. And I'll do something like this, like show lineups with geo mean less than X. And I just kind of make up a number to start, and then I'll just save it. And then I'll just see the impact that it has by looking at how many lineups went in the trash. Okay, at 35, no lineups went in the trash. So let's lower it, right? Let's try 32. Okay, at 32, 14 lineups in the trash, right? So I'm just trying numbers until I find the end result that I'm looking for, right? And now 132. So that's a little bit more than 10%. So I'd actually go one higher. So 10% of 500 is 50. So I'm trying to get 50 to 100 lineups in the trash. At a geo mean of 31, we've trashed 53 lineups. That's perfect, right? This is exactly the impact I wanted to have. So the other thing I would do, which I like to do, is set up an ROI greater than zero filter, right? So I would go say show lineups with ROI greater than zero. And now I've applied these two filters, right? And I'll just name them so I can reuse them in the future. ROI. These filters like stay here in like future slates, just so you guys know. Geo mean. All right. And now I've started with a pool of 500 and I'm down to 314. Okay. So then I have 186 lineups in the trash and I'm kind of ready to go. So So this is my baseline, right? My average projection, 431.1. My ROI of my lineups is 85.8. Again, this is individual ROI, right? So this is the ROI of each lineup. And then it's like an average of them all. Okay. So from here, right? These are my filters I want to use. Everything else is pretty ready to go, right? Exposures. I got my leverages. We have some high leverages, right? I'm going to kind of start analyzing things. And so there's a couple different ways to get rid of high leverages. One is just coming into max exposure and lowering them like one by one. I like to try to use min uniques first and just see the impact that it has. So here, one unique from going from one to two, projection comes down like two-ish points. ROI comes down like 5%. That's fine. This will help to flatten my exposures typically, right? So we go from our highest exposure being 95% at one unique to our highest exposure being 85% at two uniques. Okay, that seems good. At three uniques, we drop like 5 points projection, a bunch of ROI, like 30%. You know, we do get flatter exposures, but I don't really like sacrificing this much in my metrics here. So I'd probably go back to two. And then I would say if there's any players or fighters that I'm concerned about, I would just lower them specifically. So like we have some 20% leverages in here. I'm not super concerned about that, but we just have this like one outlier of 47%, which just like feels really high to me. And so I'm just going to drop this one fighter to 70. And notice this has way less impact on our aggregate metrics. And we've lowered our risk to that one individual player. So what I recommend is starting with uniques and then making fine-tune adjustments, because if I was at one unique, I probably would have adjusted like four or five fighters, but then I used the uniques and then I only ended up needing to adjust one fighter. Okay. And that's really it. That's as far as I would go with adjustments. I'm trying to be pretty hands-off, trying to trust the sims and let it do its thing, but a couple filters, one max exposure, you know, verifying I'm good with the risk, I'm assuming. And, you know, I made that minimum salary adjustment and that's kind of it, right? So not trying to do too much here, just trying to, you know, tweak things here and there to customize the lineups a little bit, but that's how I'd be building lineups for MMA today. All right. Andy said, thank you very much. You're welcome. Let's see. Chuck, first thing Chuck said was, I noticed that DK has a pick six format that has fantasy projections for all fighters and the scoring is exactly the same as MMA. Would it be a good idea to change the Saberson projections to match or add them as a different projection source and average them together? I can't say how good the projections that DraftKings shows are. I would wager heavily that our projections are better. So if you're trying to, you know, use Saberson projections for like other things, one, always, you know, tread a little cautiously there. Cause you know, we haven't like built tools specifically for that, but you could use the Saberson projections, as like your, you know, people like, for instance, like people use it for like underdog and stuff. And like, they're like, hey, how do I use Saberson like for underdog? It's like, for drafts and stuff. It's like, just use the projections as like rankings, right? It's like, you know, your highest projected would be your highest ranked. And then, you know, you go down the list from there. Right. So if you do use Saberson for like pick six and things like that, always be aware of like the threshold for like winning. Like, it's not like a even money bet. Right. I think like the break even is like -120 to -140, depending on what kind of like wager you're making. Right. So, that would be like the, you know, American odds of like the bet. So just be aware of like kind of how the math works on those things. And if it's like really close, it's like probably not good. But if there's like a bigger discrepancy, then it might actually be a good opportunity to take that player or fighter or bet that stat. I'm not sure exactly what they're offering, if it's like strikes or takedowns or just fantasy points, anything like that. But as my cautious advice there. All right. So looks like we're caught up with questions here at the moment. We knocked out this MMA demo. So I think that's about it. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.